Electric Guest auf Flux FM mit Dear to Me. Die Backing Vocals sind von den Haim Girls eingesungen worden. Und wir haben diesen Track am Dienstagnachmittag gespielt, denn heute Abend ist die Kapelle für einen Auftritt im Musik und Frieden eingeplant. Die Kapelle von Azot Kern und Matthew Compton. Beide sind bei mir im Studio und machen hier schon Sachen kaputt im Hintergrund. Und wir quatschen ein bisschen über Tipps und Tricks, die von Brian Burton auch wieder eingeflossen sind in die Produktion der Platte. Obwohl er eben nicht produziert hat, hat er ein paar Tipps gegeben. Wir sprechen über die Wichtigkeit einer gemeinsamen Sprache beim Komponieren. Wir erfahren, wie Künstlerinnen in den Vereinigten Staaten mit Trump-Supportern umgehen und lernen den Unterschied zwischen Entertainer und Künstler. Und noch vieles mehr. Ich sag nochmal, hello Azza and Matthew. Welcome Electric Guest.
What's up?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Feel good to be back.
Yeah, it's so good to have you back.
Hell yeah.
I've been waiting. It took years, man.
It's been like 5 years. Yeah. It's crazy.
But now you've made it, you're back. How's touring been so far with the new record? You've been around for a few days and weeks with the LP. How's that been?
It's been good, man.
Yeah, it's been really good.
We've been surprised. Actually, we played at Hamburg last night. And we were both surprised. We were just like, it's been, you know, there could be 30 people there, like, uh-huh. But it was great. It was like, the shows have been good.
Yeah. Cool. Congratulations on that as well. Because I know that you've been out of the touring cycle for a few years, and it must be hard to kind of get into that field of making music again, because it's a different animal than sitting at home and writing, and it's...
Totally.
You need a different kind of energy for the touring part, right?
It was painful. It still is kind of painful.
Yeah.
It takes a while. Because we just came off damn near 7 weeks on tour in the States. And then we just flew out here. So it's like, it's been a grind for sure.
Yeah. You know? But you do seem fit. I look into your eyes and I still see...
Oh, yeah. Because the shows are what keep you.
Yeah,
like,
cool.
You know,
yeah,
even if you're burnt out, it's like the people just like, they lift you up.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on your new second, one could almost say third LP, plural. Mm-hmm. I've read that you guys had basically recorded an entire album like 1.5 years ago, but then some guys at the record company... Or someone, I don't know if it was at the record company, but someone didn't like it and told you about it. And then you were like, oh, maybe we should start over. And then, how shocking was that moment? Because you guys have sat together for more than a year, I guess, and you've worked on small little details and lyrics. And then you present it to someone and they'd be like, yeah, baby, you should go back to the studio and start writing more. That must feel terrible.
It did feel terrible. At first, it felt really terrible. Actually, we just listened to that old album in the van.
Interesting,
on tour like 3 days ago or something. And it was, I thought it was apparent how not great it was.
Yeah.
Did you think so? I mean,
yeah,
it just
you could,
felt
you
like
could
demos.
Hear what was missing. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was good. It was also Brian Burton, you know, Danger
Mouse.
Cool. He definitely was like, he is so unapologetic about being like, nope, that's not good.
Yeah.
So he helped us with that for sure. He kind of like executive produced this album.
Yeah, that's what I read. And that's cool though, because I thought it was some guy at the record company saying like, yeah, you better go back. We pay for this shit. You got to go back and work more on that stuff. But if it was Brian Burton, it's a whole different story because he's a partner in crime.
It had to be people we trusted.
He worked with you on the first album.
Exactly.
And he was like, he was giving tips and tricks to you guys when you were working on your own on the second one. So that's another thing. If he said, you got to keep on working.
Totally.
Okay.
Totally.
It was less than a shock. And he didn't have the feeling that you wanted to shoot someone at the record company or something. Because, I mean...
We still had that feeling. Yeah.
Brian told it to us, but we still want to shoot someone at the company. Oh, no, that's cool, though. But how does one start working again after a shock like this? Because, I mean, you just can't forget about everything you've learned. Speaking about music, you know, you have to work with the tools that you have.
Totally. I mean, for a while, I don't know about you, but I was like, oh, fuck this. Like, this, I was like, this is just like the business of it. Like, I want to be able to make whatever record I want and put it out. But it's a little naive. It's like, if you want all these people to kind of like work for you, they have to be kind of excited about the project too. And so what was lucky is that one of the first things that we wrote afterwards was what you just played, Dear to Me. And that just felt better than anything. Like, I was kind of going through a difficult time for a couple of years. I had a situation that was weighing on me and that freed up. So naturally, the last year and a half of songs were really much more optimistic.
Okay.
And so it just happened to be that this more optimistic, happy period came out. And so these songs came out of that.
Cool. So when you're looking back at it, it might have been necessary to work on those dark songs and get the bad vibes out of your system.
Totally.
To just be able to work on an uplifting song that's not...
Totally.
Like, doesn't feel strange.
And, more, and there are two songs from that old record, too. There's Zero and Glorious
War. The first two songs.
Yeah, those were on the old ones, so we kept those.
Yeah, that's good, though. Yeah.
And I feel like some of those old ones still might see the light of day.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask.
We'd like to recycle them and use them at some point, I think.
Let the dark songs see the light of day. You know what I'm saying? No, but I really, because I've heard the record and I can sense the darkness in those first two songs.
Yeah,
but I was like, oh man, it would be a great time though for a super dark electric guest album, because if you look around in the world,
it's not like
the time for uplifting dance music.
I
want to be totally honest with
you. I mean, you know, it's funny, we worried about that actually. We were kind of like, we finished the album before Trump and all that stuff, and
this new version of it.
I was kind of like, damn, did we miss the cultural zeitgeist, you know, like the boat here? But it was funny. It actually felt like the opposite. In the States, everybody felt like they needed it. They needed that optimism. They needed that in a way that's still authentic and not just cheesy and whatever. But I feel like right now, like, there's so much fear in the United States. It's just such a crazy time, but people need some reminding of...
Yeah, that's true. You know. Because, I mean, there's two ways out of this. As a musician, you could write a protest song and get your political views into the lyrics and then and directly formulate them in front of a crowd or something. Or you can give them a possibility to escape the whole fucking shit for a few minutes for a show, maybe.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
I think those two options are both there for a reason, and you can go both ways.
Yeah. Totally.
But I was like, oh man, dark songs by Electric Guest. That would be interesting.
We'll send you the album.
Thank you. But maybe you'll work on them too in the near future. Cool.
Yeah, totally.
Cool, cool, cool. So let's listen to a song that's hot on the road right now. I've read about the fact that Oh Devil is one of the most favorite songs on the road. People are freaking out when you play it.
Yeah, so it's been pretty crazy.
Yeah. Let's give people the chance to freak out in front of the radio, because we're playing it right now.
Nice.
Electric Guest with Oh Devil. Long song. Electric Guest mit Oh Devil nochmal auf Flux FM. Das ist einer der beliebteren Songs auf Tour derzeit, habe ich gelesen. Immer wenn Oh Devil läuft, freuen sich die Leute und tanzen. It's the danceable song.
Mm-hmm.
People like it when you're playing it on tour. That's what I read, actually. We've just talked about the fact that it's a strange time to be in, to be an artist, especially when you're from the United States of America. And I've read about the fact that you did not hide your disapproval for the Trump administration on your Facebook page. You were writing about that, and you knew that you would lose a few supporters and fans who are actually supporters of Trump. Whoever knows why.
Right.
You know, sometimes it's like, it's crazy when young people are supporting stuff like that, but that's a whole other animal. But but I want to know, how often is that a topic when you're talking to other musicians and friends nowadays? Because from an outside perspective, you might get the feeling that it's all one talks about right now, especially when one's living in the bigger cities where Trump supporters are not that many. You know, most of them are from the rural area. Do you discuss that a lot with other musicians and friends? Do you think about forms of protest or something?
Yeah, it's interesting to look on other people's social media and see which bands don't state their political views. And I actually think that that's like the discrepancy for me between an artist and an entertainer. Is an artist is willing to lose fans and what if that, you know, because the point is to put out an authentic message of some kind. Even if you're for Trump, you know, put that out. But I've been surprised that people I know that were very anti-Trump but didn't have the courage to put anything on their social media for fear that they'd lose it. I'm like, oh, well, you're an entertainer.
Yeah, that's,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a nice way of defining those two jobs, because there's really a difference between an entertainer and an artist. And I just remember that when I talked to the Dead Press, the Dead Presidents from the United States, the hip-hop crew, they're
very political.
Yeah, they're very political. And they told me about their way of saying what they are, and they combine the words artist and activist into artivist. They're artivists. That's what they told me.
I think that fits
your story kind
right
of,
on,
you know, because
right
there's
yeah,
an artist
totally.
And you can even go bigger and be an artivist.
Totally.
And then put the political views in front. Speaking of artists, you do have two other people with you on tour today, or do you do that stuff on
They're
your
in
own?
The hotel right
yeah.
now.
Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah. So it's a four-piece band
yeah.
on stage?
Yeah, four-piece, yeah.
Cool.
Just like last time.
Yes. Yeah. Nice. And that's working fine for you guys. Cool. So I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show. Thank you for visiting me.
Thank you so much for having
and,
us.
Thanks for playing us.
Yeah, easy. It's. I mean, it doesn't hurt. It's fun. It's fun to play. No,
I'm glad to tell you.
Right on. We're not like the entertaining Flux FM radio station. It's just like, I don't know. That would be too far. But let me give away some tickets for tonight's show. In Musik und Frieden spielen Sie endlich mal wieder. Electric Guest aus L.A. Asa und Matthew waren bei mir im Studio. Es gibt ja noch zwei weitere Musiker, die heute Abend mit auf der Bühne stehen werden. Und wenn man das gesamte, komplette Projekt erleben möchte, dann kann man jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wir verlosen Tickets für Electric Guest im Musik und Frieden am heutigen Abend. So guys, I guess the next time we'll meet, it won't be so far away because...
No, we're not going
to
let that happen.
No. You know how to put out those fast songs and those dark songs. It's all there. So it's going to be no problem with the next record. And I'm looking forward to some more of those dark songs because I really think it's a good time to put out dark songs.
Totally.
Thank you for visiting. Great fun at tonight's show. And I'll see you soon. Electric Guest waren bei Flux FM. You can tickets gewinnen unter der 030 2000 9000. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.